You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The French, for instance, love the cock.
You're tuned into The Wire.
Yes, on International Desk this week, we are going to Italy. As you may have known, the Prime Minister of the country, Giuseppe Conte, has resigned yesterday after his coalition government between the anti-establishment party, the Five Star Movement, and the Nationalist League Party has collapsed. However, the split originated since the coalition's formation just 40 months ago. Italy's general election last March produced a hung parliament. The votes were divided into three, with the populist anti-establishment party, the Five Star Movement, led by Luigi Di Maio, having the most seats, followed by the League Party, a nationalist anti-immigration party, headed by Matteo Salvini, and the centre-left coalition. Because no political group or party won an outright majority, negotiations took place to form a government. It took 88 days to do so. In the end, Giuseppe Conte, an independent who was a law professor, formed a coalition between the Five Star Movement and the League Party.
In a symbolic move, the former Italian Prime Minister Paolo Gentiloni hands Giuseppe Conte the small bell. But the new government alliance has much work to do after taking 3 months to be formed following the election in March. Five Star Movement leader and Deputy Premier Luigi Di Maio heads the new Joint Industry and Labour Ministry, where he'll roll out a basic income for job seekers and poorer families. Matteo Salvini, meanwhile, takes on a role to crack down on undocumented migrants.
Despite over the past year, the two parties have rowed over issues from immigration to ministerial ethics, the real breaking point started after the European elections at the end of May, which citizens from EU member states elect their members at the European Parliament. Still taking a hard stance on immigration, the League Party, which forced through new laws which criminalises Mediterranean rescue workers, allowing authorities to seize any ship carrying undocumented migrants and refugees in Italian waters and fine its crew €1.1 million, received the most votes in the Italian European election with 34%, twice than its coalition partner, the Five Star Movement, and placing it in third place behind the centre-left coalition.
It was never a partnership of equal measures. Held together by an independent prime minister, Italy's two populist parties, the far-right League and the anti-establishment Five Star Movement, were uncomfortably wedded to each other in a coalition of convenience. Between the two, the dominating force had always been the League, with its strident anti-immigrant policies and heavy reliance on its leader, Matteo Salvini's combative personality. And it proved popular, eclipsing the Five Star's presence in the coalition.
Tensions started to flare up in Rome as the League Party voted against a Five Star Movement motion in the Italian Parliament to halt a project building a 58-kilometre tunnel through the Alps for a high-speed train, the TAV, which connects the Italian city of Turin and Lyon in France. The Five Star Movement opposed the project on cost and environmental grounds, saying the railway would cost over €20 billion, which is three times more than the estimated €7 billion. It built most of its popularity on opposing the project. However, supporters of the project, including the League Party, said the rail would create jobs and stimulate economic growth, as it would halve the travel time between Turin and Lyon to just 2 hours and make it possible to travel from Paris to Milan in around 4 hours, down from nearly seven. This led to Salvini publicly pulling the League Party's support for the coalition government at the start of August, calling for a snap election and moved a no-confidence motion against the government. After the Italian Parliament reconvened to debate the motion, Conte accused Salvini of being irresponsible in his speech and announced his resignation.
This is why I have considered that bringing about this governmental crisis is highly irresponsible. It seems to me that that the Minister of the Interior is following personal interests when he acts in this way. I consider it as fully legitimate for a political party to attempt to increase its share of votes. But a democratic system is also meant to pursue the public good and to follow criteria of effectiveness. Each party is called upon to strike a balance and to filter party interests in the light of general interest.
In the Senate chamber, the former partners were obliged to remain side by side. Salvini, the far-right interior minister, the Brutus to Conte's Caesar. But Conte accused him of mutiny, driven by personal and party interests, he said, thrusting Italy into political uncertainty and financial instability, before admitting to the chamber that his government had collapsed.
I want to complete this institutional transition in the most linear and orderly way. After the end of this parliamentary debate, I will go to the President of the Republic to officially inform him that this government is interrupted and to offer him my resignation as Prime Minister.
At that, his political assassin retreated, smirking to the back benches, his deed apparently now done.
Rifarei tutto quello che ho fatto.
I would do it all again, Matteo Salvini said. But then Il Capitano went into reverse, offering to stay on board the coalition until Italy's budget was passed, in what sounded like an attempt to gloss over his betrayal.
La via maestra è quella delle elezioni.
The main road is the path to elections because nothing and no one is better than the Italian people to judge. But as we are here, we are not afraid to carry on and finish along the path paved by this government.
Yes, so even now Conte has resigned his prime ministership. He remains at prime minister for now as a caretaker government. Now, Italian President Sergio Mattarella is now holding talks to find a new coalition government. But going back to the start, why Salvini out of the blue suddenly do all this? And it's because of his ambition to become prime minister. As I mentioned during the clip, his League party has gained a lot of support in the European election, even eclipsing the Five Star Movement, and that's why he wants to force a snap election to maximize his gain. But however, because talks are now undergoing to form a new coalition government, and that could not go to Salvini's way because currently the Five Star Movement are prepared to hold talks with other opposition parties like the centre-left Democratic Party to form their own coalition government. And even though the Democratic Party and the Five Star Movement don't see eye to eye in the past, the price of getting rid of Salvini from government will be a very huge incentive for them to set aside their differences and to form a government. But, however, if everything, the talks don't work out, President Mattarella has the right to dissolve parliament and send all the Italians to the polling stations again for the second time in 2 years. But to make things even more complicated, Italy needs to finalize its budget with the EU to make sure it is within Brussels' deficit targets, since Italy's national debt level is 132% of its GDP. And if they fail to do so, Italy is required to adopt measures to bring its debt level under control. And with this political crisis going on, it could bring down. It is very unclear what's next will happen in Rome, or will that implicate the whole Eurozone or the whole EU together.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.